Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just has a lot of clarity according to the spirits and understanding the bigger picture and the timeline and characteristics of Satan so she can be able to recognize him easily. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly because he's going to protect you, okay, from the times that are coming. You don't know what's going to come your way. Only he does. But once you do that, you're going to be persecuted. You can understand persecution from Bible prophecy, okay, because it plays out much on a much smaller scale on your personal life. And then talking about the fourth part of the Nebuchadnezzar statue, which is iron and communism, okay? I just want to go over just really briefly, once again, just the same concept that understanding the Bible and Bible prophecy helps you understand how certain events are playing out right now today. They're not the fullness of it, okay? They're not like the end of the book of Revelation happening yet, but you could see it on a smaller scale. Talking about rebellion and the rebellion of communism, okay, and the spirit of rebellion. You see it in children's books. You see it on the news, you know, being applauded, but it's satanic, okay? And you could see it where it's like, you know, you see pictures of people protesting. They're like good people, right? Because they're fighting something bad. You know, they're standing up for their rights, you know, and it's just not biblical. Authority is a good thing. Power is a good thing. And if something's wrong, okay, God's people are supposed to turn to their God, okay? They don't resist and fight in their own power and strength, okay? You want to stay away from that because a lot of times people do not realize that what they are rebelling against is a system of authority ordained by God. And what happens is when you get rid of these systems of authority, okay, something else is going to stand in its place and it's not going to be of God. And you're going to have it's not going to be good. You want the systems of authority that God puts in place. Talked about this earlier in the podcast because they protect against a lot, in all honesty, against Satan himself, okay? They keep him in order, okay? And this is Revelation chapter 16, starting at verse 13, okay? It says, "And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of the God, of great day of God Almighty." Okay. So here Satan's using like witchcraft and stuff deceive. Okay. The Bible says the kings of the earth and the whole world. Okay. And what is he deceiving them to go do? Fight God. Go fight God. All right. So you want to be aware of this with him. He is rebellious in nature. Okay. This is Isaiah 14. I will ascend. Okay. I will be like the Most High. Okay. He likes to convince people that authority is bad. You need to rebel. You need to put the lower class. You need to put, you know, these people. You need to put the people God has not ordained to be leaders and not ordained to be authority. You need to put them in charge, okay? Because it's wrong. Why should these people be in charge? Because that's how he feels. Why should God be in charge? I want to be in charge, right? I want to be God. And he does the same thing with the masses. He's going to do the same thing here in the book of Revelation with the whole world, the Bible says. And you see it with the spirit of communism, okay? It rebels against authority, the powers that be. So when you see this spirit of rebellion, you want to be able to identify it for exactly what it is, okay? It's satanic, okay? And ask yourself, okay, we're rebelling to rebel, okay? Are we rebelling because we just don't like the way things have been, or what is the reason, okay? And what are we rebelling against? Because when you take the mask off of it, you'll see it most times it's just Satan trying to teach people to be rebellious, okay? I'll go ahead and leave it there so he can take over. So he can take over, in all honesty, and remove the powers that the Lord has put in place. I'll leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she humbles her heart, reads her KJV Bible from cover to cover. When she's done, reads it again and asks to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand these things. Ask all these prayers, you Father, your Son, in Jesus' name. Amen.